tested 1, 2, and we're back. 3, 4. We just checked out the, tested out the mics, and they're working, hun.
Okay.
I gotta log in, get my phone up here.
Are we working? Sound check quality.
You got yours clipped?
Yeah.
I'm holding mine's. Oh my gosh, 18%. I think I can deal with it. I could deal with it. My phone. Podcast. Just bringing up my notes here, but welcome back, y'all. Back to the Grow Some More podcast. We're in chill mode right now.
We're in a totally different environment.
Check. Yeah, I hope this is working right. Check.
You're fine. Check.
We're good. We're testing the mics because we're just throw and go. I didn't want to do the big setup that like we normally do. So I was like, all right, let me just do a quick setup. We're chilling in the office. We're in our office, the other office, you know, AKA known as another room, because we're just trying to get this episode out.
Yes. And our kids have overtaken the living room in other areas.
Yeah. Well, yeah. No, I just didn't want to set up all this stuff. And I like these mics. I just don't like that you had to, when you clip it on, it's low quality. I could, like, do the recording, like, at low quality, and then, like, go to, I think, Audacity, and then, like, increase the volume or something like that. You think I should try that? Check. If not, let's do that. I'm gonna do that with this episode, because every episode is different. We're just testing it. There's some glare on my face from the window, but you get better contrast when you're not facing, when the light isn't directly behind you. And I'm talking about the video on our YouTube page right now. Let me just maximize the screen. Hi, baby. What's going on?
Nothing much.
What's new? How's everything been going?
Good. It's just another given Sunday.
Anything new? Sorry, I'm just trying to make you talk while I bring up my thing. Talo Falava, welcome back to the Grow Some More podcast. I'm your host, DJ Hen, aka Hen Dog, Uncle Hen. Henry Willie is my Ingoa, Olo Swafo, Henry Willie. That means my name is Henry Willie, and I'm just happy to be here with you guys again on another episode of the Growing Some More podcast. Talofa, malolele, aloha, yorana pula vinaka, kiora, and greetings, earthlings. Welcome back to the podcast. Please don't forget, man, we got some good reviews, good comments that we're going to read today. So please don't forget to leave a review, rate, and subscribe on iTunes or on our YouTube channel, or leave a voice message on anchor.fm. And with that being said, we just want to welcome everybody back. I hope everybody's having a good time right now, wherever you're at, in your cars or jogging on the treadmill. For your New Year's resolution.
Right.
Or
unlike us, we're cooped up at home. We're supposed to be hit with a snowstorm tonight. So we're, yeah.
If you're getting ready for the snowstorm in the Pacific Northwest and you're hunkering down, you need something to do, listen to the podcast from episode 1 all the way to this new episode. It's been a beautiful weekend. We got a lot to talk about, and we're just trying to get everything out before before the game starts.
Right.
So.
Right. Big game for us.
Yeah. So with that being said, we just want to welcome everybody back. I hope everybody's being blessed this New Year's. Our last episode was from the 2019, the end, and we wished everybody Happy New Year's. Now it's 2020. Hey, welcome to 2020, everybody. Hopefully everybody's got some goals and things lined up and things ready to accomplish in this 2020 years old. And let's go on and talk about this episode, which is, I have right here the name of it.
Goals.
Is going to be called, I came up with this one. Making It Rain with New Year's Goals. Making It Rain. I don't have no dollar bills in my hands right now. But if I did, this is the sound of it. Give me some Monopoly money. I should try that once. We play Monopoly, just make it rain with Monopoly money. So, first off, we're going to start off with a comment of the day. And I just want to let you guys know, I told Tala, I tell her a lot. Every time I get reviews and we get comments, it's such an uplifting thing for us.
Yeah.
Because that's our main goal, is to just share information, and hopefully people can get that information, utilize it in their own lives, and see some kind of positive outcome, just like we have done. And we didn't want to keep that all to ourselves. We wanted to share it. I said, let's share it. This is the, you know, the shizzles that people need, a nizzles. So
yeah,
this comment that you're going to read, damn, it's a good one. It's a real good one.
It's real motivating. Damn, my stomach's getting out there. It's a big motivator for us, because it encourages us to keep doing what we're doing and trying to gather as much information and what we can to share. So
no doubt.
Let's see. So our comment, it was left on our YouTube page from our last podcast video, and it is from Miss Upolu. You guys are amazing, and I hope more Polynesians, especially Samoans, come across your podcast to learn about finances and so much more. You have also inspired me to move forward with my podcast that I had planned to do since April and have been putting off due to my inner conversations, like you mentioned. There's not a lot of Polynesians, Samoans, in the podcast space, and I'm ready to take the leap. Thank you for being a great example to our people, and I love the Polynesian Samoan love you represent as an educated couple. By the way, Niners faithful since birth, but my second team is the Seahawks, since one of my best friend's son, Trey Flowers, plays for them, number 21 on our defense. That Niners win was awesome, though. Faftai lava.
Man.
Thank you.
Yeah,
for your
first
comment.
Of all, Miss Upolu, thank you so much for that comment. Girl, you don't really know how much that means to us.
Yeah,
you know, every,
that is,
like I
so
said,
encouraging.
Every time we get those kind of comments, you know, it's like an uplifting thing for us. And thank you for feeding us with positivity. When we get positivity, it pushes us, you know, more to continue. Because we're, like I said the last podcast, we're normal people just like y'all. But when we get this feed of positive energy and positive words and feedback, it kind of gives us some, like, an energy booster. We're like, oh, okay, wow, let's do this. Let's continue to keep doing this, because my main goal was just to reach one person. Remember, I said, I just want, just as long as we just reach one person.
Yeah, we used to joke about our two listeners.
Our two listeners. I love you, two listeners. The two listeners is maldrupalized. Maldrupalized. Yeah, that's my word. So if you're watching the podcast or listening or watching the video or listening to the podcast, big ups, big shout out to Miss Upolu.
Thank you.
And yeah, sister, just like I said, that inner conversation with yourself. I'm gonna tell you guys something right now. When I started this podcast, it took me, I think, I'm not sure about how many months, but I believe it was like 6 months before I did the first episode, huh? Like, yeah, it took 6 months for me. All I did, I downloaded Anchor.
He used to be indecisive, and sometimes he wanted things to be perfected in a certain way, but he didn't have to. It's just a matter of just.
Well, when I wanted to start, I wanted the quality to be decent.
Yeah.
So, but when I did start, I downloaded Anchor.fm, and I started with my phone. I would go in my car, like when I get off of work or something, I can't remember, and then just stop by the park, and then I'll talk like I'm talking on the podcast now, just talking on my phone, record it on Anchor and then play it back and just see how it sounded. But it took me, I think, more than six months because of that fear, that just talking to myself, that inner conversation. So, Ms. Upolu, I know exactly what you're talking about, sister. Just, that's why my first episode was, the first episode we had, the name of it was Take Action. That's my biggest advice. Sometimes you just got to take action. When you have things that you're lined up, and the only thing holding you back is that inner conversation, just take action. So I had the equipment that I ordered, and it was sitting in like my box just forever. And I just decided, you know what? Let me pop this shit out, set it up. I'm gonna just do it. And that first episode, episode one, Take Action, that's what it was all about, just doing it, you know? So yeah, big ups to you. Thank you so much for the comment and everybody else that commented before. Mm-hmm. And
everybody that watches or listens too. Thank you.
Yeah, we're sitting on the floor right now. We're sitting on the floor. So I'm trying to get adjusted. I'm too big. I told you to sit. I'll sit on the bed, but she wants to sit on the floor just like me. It's more bigger. It's more space. We got SpongeBob in the background with Teddy. If you're watching the YouTube channel,
it's our 7-year-old son's stuff.
This is the little ones.
Yeah.
SpongeBob got a hole. He got a hole right here. He's getting beat up. Teddy getting beat up too.
We had to chase our son out so we could record for a little bit.
SpongeBob and Teddy in the background. Get a little poof. What's up, guys? So, moving on to the comment. Look, this is crazy because she said that her best friend.
Yeah, we love Trey Flowers.
Her best friend's son is number 21, Trey Flowers.
He's done an awesome job. He plays
for the
Hawks.
Trey Flowers. We know who Trey Flowers is. Mm-hmm. Number 21. Yeah, it's his second year in the league.
Yep.
You know.
Yep.
He's doing good things. He's doing good things. Oh, big shout out to Trey Flowers, your whole family.
Yeah.
And you know. And to Ms. Upolu for the beautiful comment. The Niners win was awesome though. Hey, congratulations, you know. I'm pretty sure a lot of the United fans out there were happy. And, you know, every time I think about, like, the Niners winning, it reminds me of my uncle. You know what I'm talking about. Uncle P. Uncle P out in Sacktown. You know, I love it because I know that he's, like, so happy right now. You know, every time, you know, the Niners win. So, you know, well, it's all love.
Yeah, and they won a big game yesterday. They won a big game to advance against the Vikings. So we got to watch that while we were attending the celebration for our friend Martin's life. So that was kind of cool.
Yeah. Let me talk about that right quick. Yeah. Let's talk about that since you mentioned it. That was beautiful. So we had Martin, my one of my best friends, services yesterday. Big shout out to Upi and the kids and everybody and the whole entire family. And it was just a beautiful service, you know.
Yeah, it was an awesome service.
Beautiful service. Good to see family and friends.
Yeah, friends we haven't connected with in a long time.
Yeah. Big shout out to all the homies that came through. Yeah. You know, it's always good for you to see good friends. Like we talked about, family, or faith, family and friends, you know.
Definitely was his service was a lot of faith. His mom is actually she's very solid in her faith and a very big supporter of her church. So that's kind of good. It was great to meet a lot of Martin's family that flew in from out of state and being able to talk to other people about Martin's life. And I'm sorry, my husband just needs antsy pants right now. but it was a great celebration. It was awesome to see Upi and their beautiful children from Delicia, Leia, MJ, Mariani, and Ava. It was good to see and hold them and give them hugs and kisses. Yeah. So. Yeah, beautiful service. And also, we got to watch a little bit of the Niners and Vikings game because we had a reception at a buffet in Tacoma afterwards. So they had this big old screen with the game on, and Martin was a huge Niners fan. So So that win was for you, Martin.
Yeah. It was a great service. What we talked about the previous episode, faith, family, and friends, mm-hmm. and all three of those things were there yesterday.
Yes.
And it was just a beautiful thing to enjoy and to just soak it all in and just soak it all in and just be thankful for everything you have surrounding you. And then the Niners won. That was for you, you know. That's for you, Mauso, up there chilling right now. You know, everything worked out for you on your day, man. It was beautiful. I love you, Us. So big shout out to the family and, you know, to everybody. There's some people that came up to us and said, hey, we're checking out your podcast.
Yeah. That was kind of surprising. I was very, our good friends.
Friends,
yeah.
And, you know, some of the nieces, you know, yeah. who you are. I'm not saying names, but, you know, I love you guys. Like I said, just continue listening to it. You're going to learn some things.
That was very uplifting. That was very uplifting.
Yeah. Because like we preach on this podcast, is this is the stuff that we were never taught. The information, this is stuff that the schools will never teach you. And hopefully you can learn a lot.
Our nieces and nephews, we pray, we hope that this information helps you out. It's something that we're trying to instill in our children. So, of course, our nieces and nephews are just like our children as well. And we hope that what we provide and the information we give out, you know, applies to your lives as you guys grow older and head into the future to whatever it is that you guys want to do.
Yeah, I'm really thankful that this information is getting out there. The number one thing that I really wanted is for people from all walks of life, but since we're Samoan, people of the Samoan community and Pacific Islander, Polynesian, Micronesian, Melanesian, wherever you may be, just hopefully this information can just get out there, you know, and just like the game of pass it on, and blah, 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 pass it on, you know? Mm-hmm. And the more we pass it on, the more it can help out people in their lives.
Very true.
And that is what this episode is about. It's about making it rain with your goals. And we're going to start off with just sharing our journey about how we made it rain with our goals, making the rain, throw the paper in the air. Before we move on, before we get into the making it rain, so my boy Lawrence,
mm-hmm. he was a guest. Him and his wife were guests on our earlier podcast.
Yeah, episode I think it was 11 and 12. And he's just been doing good too. He's been hitting me up, telling me how crazy it's been going. Things have been going great with him. The information he's learning on his own about finances.
I hear that he's very excited about it, and that's a great thing.
And getting out the hole, and how he never thought it would be possible, but with the podcast, it's helping him. I love you, just you and Sosi. I love you guys. Continue on. Big shout out to you once again. And he messaged me. He said, because I told him, I said, hey, we're about to do our next podcast right now. I messaged him and he said, so this is for you, since you he said, oh shit, yep, get it in before the game starts. Give me a shout out by saying hashtag go Raiders. This guy.
So for you, Lawrence, go Raiders for your team. We love you.
What can you expect?
Because you know you are married to a Niner, a big Niners fan right there too. So
it's football Niners. Season, so you know what more can you expect when you're from, you know, America. You know, in America we're all about that American football. Big shout out to you, bro. Now let's move on and let's get this over with because the game about to start. I just wanted to talk about our journey on how we made it rain with our New Year's goals. Yeah. So it's the New Year's, and one thing I heard that really helped me out, that was a tip that I used in our journey, in the beginning of our journey, was have a money date. A lot of people are like, what the fuck are you talking about, money date? We're about to go blow some money and you go to the Space Needle and just, you know.
A money date.
So.
I guess you can call it a money date, a finances date, or whatever you want to call it. I actually, we do it the beginning of every year.
Yeah, you do it every year. To set your goals.
Yes. It's to sit down and go over about what we want to accomplish before the end of the year. That's kind of what we do. So for us, what we did is on New Year's Day, we did our money date. We went out on our money date and talked about what we've achieved. What we achieved in the last year.
Yeah.
And then what we can achieve before the end of this year for 2020.
Yeah.
Yep. So that was our money date.
Yeah. So the money date is a concept of going to your favorite, one of your favorite restaurants. And I'm not talking about you gotta be extravagant.
It's no, whatever. Bougie. I mean, you can go to McDonald's if you want. we've done Burger King.
Well, you go to your like one of your favorite restaurants and you sit down with your loved one. Hell, maybe it could be yourself if you're a single person. Mm-hmm. And or you sit with your spouse or your, you know, whatever, your other, and you lay out your goals for the year and you lay out your finances, your expenses, your incomes,
everything,
and you just jot down how you guys want to attack the new year. So when we first did it, we went to I think it was California Burrito.
We still forgot
but we had the goals list and it was from 2018 to 2019, and then it was another one from 2019 to 2020, and now we just did our next one. But it's so amazing, and the reason why I wanted to touch up on this is because when you track your yearly goals at the end of the year and you see the results, then you'll know, oh shit, this really works, it's working. When you track your goals and you stay on that path and you continue that journey, you will see results. When you don't track it, if you don't jot down your goals and you don't, you just forget about it, you're gonna forget about it if you don't write it down. And the end of the year, you won't really see the rewards that you have made for yourself. So tracking down your goals is real big on our to-do list for every year. And the best way you can do it is what I said, is when you do a money date. And I like money dates because you get to go to your best restaurant. I know for a fact we went to California Burrito, and that's a burrito shop because they got the carne asada fries with shrimp. But I like the carne asada rice. Instead of fries, I get the Mexican rice, and then with the fish taco. Then we sit down and we just chop it up, right, babe?
Yes.
We just chop it up about, okay, how much income are we getting? Okay, what are our expenses? Where can we cut back? Okay, boom, boom, boom. Okay, what are our goals? What are we trying to accomplish? How much are we trying to save? What are we trying to do? And every year since we started doing that, it's amazing. We can look back at our old goals list, and we had everything checked off. You know, and it was like, damn, we actually did it. We got out of debt, found a place on our own, saved up emergency funds. You know, got our credit scores up, and then our future goals are still, you know, for this year or whatever. But 2 years and going, it's a beautiful thing at the beginning of the year when you can look back at the goals you accomplished the previous year. So that's what this whole episode is about. Since it's the New Year's, and it don't have to be financial goals. It could be goals of any goals, whatever you may be trying to, you know, achieve in life.
Because together we have our financial goals.
Thank you. Have my water bottle.
We have our financial goals together, but Henry also Henry also has his healthy goals, like for eating healthy,
health goals, yep.
Exercising, that kind of thing. So it's not just financially, it's everything that you want to accomplish for this new year.
Yeah. So when I say making it rain with your New Year's goals, people, let me tell y'all, when we set our goals, the amount of money that we saved, we made it rain. I'm telling you, like, this is a fact. When we set out our goals to find a new place, that process led us into avenues that we never knew existed. And these avenues are avenues that can help you out with your housing, your anything that has to do with your living, right? Mm-hmm. What I'm talking about is Mary's Place.
Well, yeah, that's that. They helped out with debts and with housing,
yeah,
getting
but,
you into a place.
Yeah, but if we never set our goals to save up money and take care of debts to get a new place, we never would have found the avenue of Mary's Place, which is a nonprofit, which, you know, helped us out big time, you know. And we're going to have an episode about that with somebody that works there. But the number, the amount of money that we made it rain with Mary's Place alone, and with the help of other places, free money. This is free money, babe. Mm-hmm. Let me tell y'all, people, there's free money out there. You just got to go out there and look. But when we set out that goal, we made it rain because we saved. Instead of paying off our debts, we saved money by having other people pay for our debts for free. Other companies, nonprofits, they're out there and they'll be able to pay off your debts. And there's a famous quote by one of the dead presidents. I think it's is Benjamin Franklin the president? No, he's not. So this was a quote by Benjamin Franklin, and it's a very famous quote. You guys probably heard it before. A penny saved is a penny earned. So what that means is, I mean, it's obvious what it means. It's if you save a penny, it's like you're earning a penny. So if you saved $100 from buying something, like say if it was $100 or $200, and you bought it for $100 off, you pretty much earned $100, right? So when we were in debt, our housing debt alone, it was in the thousands. It was in the thousands. And with our avenues of reaching companies that can help us out, nonprofits that helped us out, it was in the range of 10,000, right? Yeah. You okay? Yeah. Are you thinking about it?
No.
But this is like free money.
Yeah. I know.
How much?
Yeah, it's like, I don't know, 6,000-7,000.
About 7,000?
Maybe.
Seven G's, people. We made it rain by saving. A penny saved is a penny earned. We could have made that seven G's. We could have worked it and got income. But with the avenues of financial education and finding these ways through our goals and educating ourselves, we were able to knock off 7,000 for free. Make it rain, people. Seven G's in the house, people. So
long story short, there are organizations out there that you can utilize where you don't have to dip in your pocket.
Yeah.
And you save money. That's pretty much what he's...
So you're saying it was a long story?
No, I'm just saying.
What? Because we got time, cuz. Back then, I didn't have time, but I got time now.
So for those that have been blacklisted out of being able to get into a rental, an apartment, whatever it may be, for those here in the Pacific Northwest, Mary's Place nonprofit organization,
Mary's Place,
is a wonderful source of
they should have that logo
to help out with.
They should have like a song. Mary's Place.
Yeah, they use other nonprofits who do work hand in hand with them, sister companies, I guess you can call them.
The reason why I'm talking about it, because you are the one who made that magic happen. People, this woman right here, I'm pointing at, this amazing woman that I'm married to, you know, when it came down, she's the one that found it. She's the one that
worked. We were in a struggle at that time.
Oh, we were hurting.
Looking for ways of being able to get out of on our own.
Yeah.
And honestly, if it wasn't for my sister and her sister-in-law, I wouldn't have been able to step out and find that. So.
Yeah.
So it was a big plus for on all of our sides, because not only did I see my sister benefit from it, but I saw the results that other people used, and then I tried it out, seen it for myself, and then I've passed that information to family and friends who could utilize it and who need it.
Yeah. Yep. It was brought to you by your sister, because they helped her out, and they also helped out her, one of her family's in-laws, right? And that's the story. And then you found out. But when you find out, let me tell you guys something. There's free money out there. There is free money out there. There's free coupon out there, people. You guys just got to go find it. Now, it's not just going to come to you. You have to be in the process of something. So my wife and I were in the process of getting out of debt and finding a place to stay in, and with that process, she found it. Like it just fell in her lap, and she was amazed. She was shocked. She said, "Are you serious? This company can help us pay off all our debts, from our living expenses. And we never knew." And that's educating yourself. And she went through the process with the companies, and next thing you know, seven K, a penny saved is a penny earned. We saved 7,000. So we've, in technical words,
that really helped out for our goals last year.
We earned 7K, so we made it rain that way. And every year, it gets better and better. So having that money date with yourself or your loved one, your spouse, your other, is really important. For 2020, y'all. And what I want to do is I want each and every one of you guys to get out your piece of paper. I got our papers. Is if you're looking at the channel, I got this pinup board back here, and I'm not gonna move the camera to it but it's back there, and it's got our old jotted paper with my ugly handwriting on it, with scribble paper. We sat down at the dinner date at the restaurant. I had my phone and I was just jotting in, okay, I got it, I'll put it in here, what our goals is. But when I went home, I got the piece of paper and I wrote it down. I said, you gotta write it down so you can have a visual of it. And I wrote it down and I pinned it up there. And now we have like three pieces of paper because it's going on 3 years now. Mm-hmm. And every time I look back at the old ones, I'm like, oh, snaps. We've been doing good, baby. I keep telling her, damn, we're doing good. I can't believe this is actually happening. And that's something we preach on this podcast. It's like, we're in a space in our lives where we never been before. And it's just a good feeling that, that we're here. And it's an honor for us to share this with everybody who's listening or watching the podcast.
Yeah, for us, I guess because of the FIRE community that we are in, that we were trying, that's where we want to get, is that financial independence, retire early. The thing about it is every year our goal is to save more, is to increase our percentage of how much we can save every year. And so far we've actually been really good in being able to do that. So when we sat down the beginning of this year to plan out our goals for this year, as well as our bills, our expenses and everything, mm-hmm. we got to see that our percentage rate of saving went up.
I was getting so confused with the percentage rate. When you guys first, this is like this is like a little, in my words, like a little advanced from the basics, but
if you love numbers, you won't have a problem.
And I hate numbers.
Yeah.
I hate numbers.
Yeah.
Hey, babe, did I tell you I hate numbers?
Right. That's why my husband and I, we just like kind of bump
I love
heads
you
when we're doing numbers, because
she loves
he's
numbers.
Thinking percentage, and I'm like, no, numbers. Oh.
Yeah, I let her do the numbers.
Yeah. So that's a huge thing for us, is to know that that we were able within a year to increase our savings rate higher.
So. You know why I let you do the numbers? Strengths and weaknesses.
Yeah, he's got his strength. Like, he's the cooker. I don't cook. I hate cooking. I cook, but I don't like it.
Your number. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. So that's the thing about couples too, is with your spouse, your partner, whatever it may be, find who has their strengths and who has weaknesses, and kind of you give whoever strength that is, you give it to them to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It
balances, because we're total opposites. So
yeah.
We have nothing in common.
Yeah, I know.
From music to we don't. Yeah. But it works. Yeah. If you balance it out.
I say salt, you say pepper.
Oil and water.
Vinegar and whatever. Oil vinegar? I don't know.
Any hoots. So
any hoots.
Money date. Make a money date. That's how you can sit down and
money dates are tight. Because I love them, because I'm like, damn.
This year we did different, though. This year, instead of going to our regular, eating at a regular restaurant that we'd like to eat at, we actually decided to do this one at home.
Yeah, we did at
home. We were off. It was New Year's Day, and so everybody was home, off of work. So we actually sat down and we hammered out.
I think because we ate everything we wanted to eat.
Yeah, we had breakfast
before.
At home.
Well, so we're like, let's just do it here on the table. And ain't nothing wrong with that. You can do it on the table.
Wherever you feel comfortable.
If you don't want, but if you want to go to Mickey D's for the money date, go to Mickey D's.
Yeah, you can go anywhere. But we opted to
Mickey
D's stay home and do it this year. And
or if you want to stay home and cook your nice meal at home and have your money date there, do it there.
Yeah.
To start off with. But I love it because I'm a foodie. And I'm transversalizing into the healthy foodie, you know, and I feel good, because when I eat good food, I should talk about this in health tips. So just moving on, I'll talk about that during health tips. Moving on, money dates, New Year's goals, people, we love you guys. My goal for you is it's the New Year's, it's still January. So get your piece of paper out, go have your money date, and lay out your goals, write it down, whatever it may be. When we started, our goals were to hold on, let me get the paper. I'm gonna just like read the first one.
Mike,
it's got a long cord.
So just besides the goals, what we've also done is we listed out our bills and how we can split it up. So
yeah.
Our bills are our expenses.
Look,
but that was kind of what we did.
All right, so I got it here. Hey, look. So it's just this is just a little scratch piece of paper I found lying around. And our first goal, it was from 2018, these are our goals, man. It was discover new assets. No, that was my goals. My goals was discover new assets, reach 1,000 subscribers on YouTube gaming or YouTube channel, and then start Craigslist rental business, and then 750 plus credit score within 2 to 3 years, and 700 credit score before first property investment, and become financially free in 5 to 10 years. Now, that's where we started. That's like, Joe was just throwing out there. Now, the first three, discover new assets, that was just me, because I was just learning about financial education and I was just going crazy. I got to find out what kind of assets I can get, blah, blah, blah. That I scratched off later on. You could always update I was like, I don't need that. Boom, whatever. The other one was reach 1,001K subscribers on YouTube channel. I can't remember what channel that was for. I really don't remember.
For those of you that are listening,
because it wasn't for this YouTube channel.
Assets are ways to make money.
Yeah.
Or it's just money. Liabilities are losing money.
Yeah, that's what I meant. I discover new assets. That's it was for me. It was discover new assets. I think I crossed it off because I figured I could just go back to DJing again. That would be an extra asset. I think that's what it was. So I scratched that off. The reach 1,000K subscribers on YouTube channel. I think that's when I was in my Bitcoin phase. I had a Bitcoin channel because I was into Bitcoin. And I invested. We're still invested. We still got money, and we got thousands in Bitcoin too. Yeah. And I just threw that in the back burner. Said I'm gonna just hodl that. If you know about Bitcoin, that just means hold onto that just and let it just accumulate. Boop 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 boop.
Let it build.
And then I scratched that off because I said, you know what, I'm done with that. I'm not gonna worry about that. And then started Craigslist rental business. So that was another thing that I thought I could do with my DJ equipment. I could just rent it out. And I could have, but I was like, nah, you know what? Time is more precious than that. So I scratched that off. And that's where we started from. And the rest after that was 2019. Mm-hmm. And the, 750 credit score. And then blah, blah, blah. Now the ones for after that, 2019, were the, find a place and other stuff. But this is just an example, people, of writing your goals down. I got 2 years on this one piece of paper, 2018 goals, and then 2019. And then this was our new ones right here, our new goals. And it feels good when you look at the goals list and you have them all checked off from the year before. Good job, baby. High five. So, this episode is for you guys. I hope you guys get encouraged to sit down, set out your goals for the new year, for 2020. And I'll tell you what we're going to do. All right? We're going to do this. Write down your goals. And then it could be small goals, like little goals. Yeah, it doesn't have to be the major.
A goal is a goal. Yeah. Whether it be small or large, it's a goal.
A monthly goal, a yearly goal, whatever it may be. Six-month goal, three-month goal.
Some people do goals on a monthly basis, and they have a money date every month.
But let's do, the yearly goal, because you could see when we did our first one, we said, okay, here we did a 10-year goal, which is fine. But let's do a yearly goal from 2020 through 2021.
Mm-hmm. You can meet halfway through the year to take a look at how far you progress.
Well, I want to do that so the grown Samoaners can come back 2021 and you guys can comment on what goals you accomplished. Oh man, I set my goals, this financial goal or that financial goal, and I reached it, I accomplished it, or I met halfway, but I'm at least it's getting better. Let's do that. That'd be tight if we can do that. So set your guys' goals up, and in a year, we'll do another one, and then you guys will see exactly the improvement like we did. This is real talk. This is like proof of purchase right here that things are happening in our Liz life right now that we can't explain. We just want to share, and hopefully you guys can see results yourself too. Yeah. This is a real quick one, quick short one, but I think this is a good one.
Well, what else do you have on your agenda?
That's it, the goals. It's 2020, it's the new year's. So, want to wish everybody a happy new year again. And let me say something, go ahead.
No, I'm just saying, if goals is, this is the main podcast for making goals, whether it's small, medium, large, does not matter. To accomplish a goal the feeling is really, really, really uplifting, and it's awesome.
Yeah.
It's always awesome.
And I want to read something before we end this podcast. And I heard this on, I think it was from, gosh, man, I don't know. I was in the car when I heard this, but this was said, and I'm going to just read this quote. It says, "I became great by being good for a long period of time." I became great by being good for a long period of time. So it's not, you know, being great like and just seeing results, you know, immediately. It's just being good and being good for a long period of time. You know, that's how you become great. So I became great by being good for a long period of time. That was from John Elway. Since we're talking about football season, and for those of you who don't know who John Elway is, he's the owner, I think, right now of the Denver Broncos. Mm-hmm. But
he used to be a quarterback.
Oh yeah, back in my day, he's the quarterback of Denver.
Yeah, he was Denver's quarterback.
And damn, this dude was one of the best quarterbacks, and he wasn't
great until later.
No, he was good.
But he was good.
No, he was good. Great. Like John Elway was the man back in the day.
I just remember like his early, when they were talking about his early years.
Yeah.
He was steady. And then toward like at the, his last, I believe it was like his last 5 to 10 years of, he just became one of
the he was the man. He was the man. Like every time Elway played, we watched just to watch Elway do his thing. He was like in the Joe Montana era. Mm-hmm. But he just stayed the track because he never won a Super Bowl. And he was just going to be one of those has-beens, or not has-beens, but the guys who could have never, you know, get the big one. So John Elway, he stayed good, and everybody knew he was good. He was real good quarterback. And then finally, towards the very end of his career, he wins a Super Bowl. And then right after that Super Bowl win, they win another one back-to-back, the Denver Broncos. So, and that's what made John Elway, you know, pushed him into greatness, was being good for a long period of time. And I thought that, you know, really reflects on the same thing that we're talking about in our journey. For all you listeners out there, just remember that it takes time. Everything takes time. You have to be good for a long period of time. You have to be good with your money, good with your finances, good with your education, on, you know, educating yourself, good with learning about your relationships with your loved ones. Hi, baby. Am I good? I'm great, girl. What you talking about? I've been good for a long time. That means I'm great now. Am I great?
Right.
So, be good for a long time, people. 2020, be good. You don't have to be great. Just be good all the way through 2020. We'll come back at 2021. And then you'll see the greatness that you have achieved within that year. And with that being said, I love you guys, man. This is a new year. Happy New Year once again.
Yes.
2020.
Best wishes and best of luck in all that you choose to do in 2020.
And once again, big, big shout out to everybody who's listening and watching and commenting. If you have something you want to ask about, or you just want to comment, just go ahead and just leave a comment, you know. Oh man, I'm getting bloated. Hold on, excuse me.
And if you don't want us to read your comment, if you want to leave a comment on, about something, then let us know too. Don't worry. It's fine too.
We got 6 minutes before our game starts. So, hey, we did it, babe. No, podcast is good. Woohoo! So, win or lose, hey, you know, big shouts out to all the fam, you know, whatever team you're from, you represent, you know, congratulations to all you guys who have won, and, you know, congratulations to or whatever.
And good luck to those that are playing to advance, yeah.
So once again, you know, continue to grow, people. We love y'all. This episode, I hope it reaches, you know, a lot of you guys, and it helps you out, once again.
Yeah.
You know, educate yourself.
Listening.
You know, go to school, but all the school's only going to, you just got to learn education. It's just math, just basic arithmetic, reading and writing. That's all you got to learn from school. Everything else, you got to learn on your own. Finances, listen to the podcast, spread the word. Let me end it off by saying, don't forget to please rate, review, and subscribe on Apple, iTunes, or go to the YouTube page. And subscribe and leave a comment or leave leave a moist voice message.
My husband is fobbing out. So leave a voice message
on Anchor.fm. We are available on 9 podcast platforms, which are Apple Podcasts, iTunes, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Overcast, Stitcher, Radio Public, Podcast Cast, Pocket Casts, and Breaker. So, with that being said, honey, you got anything to say?
Any last words? We'll catch you guys on the next podcast.
Yeah, SpongeBob's in the background, you know, because in the description, you know, one of the quotes is, when you're wasting time, you're wasting money. And that's just sick. By Mr. Krabs.
All right, guys. Thank you for listening. Rate, review, leave a comment. And we will see you.
Gong Hei Fa Choi. That means Happy New Year in a Chinese language. Gong Hei Fa Choi. Happy New Year, y'all. Peace out. Growing some more. And we out. Love y'all. Bye.
Peace.
Peace.